Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texans win the biggest game of the Bill O'Brien era. That's not being undersold. There's not even one that can come to the forefront and compete with it, according to the OG John Lopez and myself, Landry Locker. Astros also win a big one yesterday. They walk it off. They turn it into a game of a best of five series with the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole would pitch two of those games if it went the full distance. So there are some people confused as to why I'm calling it a best of five series, because that's what it is right now, fellas. Those first two games don't matter. You got a best of five series right now, the Houston Astros versus the Yankees, with Gerrit Cole on the bump at Yankee Stadium. A lot of Astros fans nervous last night, staying up past their bedtime. However, the baseball messiah Alex Bregman says, I don't know why you were ever nervous. This was never in doubt. Here's Alex Bregman.
There was no 0-2. It was never going to be 0-2. We were going to win tonight, and we did a great job of coming out with a lot of confidence and played well.
Okay.
It was almost 0-2.
Yeah, that's close. It was a little bit close, Alex.
It was almost. Some of the moments in this game, just to kind of go through them in my head here as I'm watching, that really turned the game, you know, in the Astros' direction or the Yankees' direction, are pretty fascinating. You know, you go back early, the Astros left some opportunities on base, which that happens. Okay, we'll set that aside. You're going to leave some runners on base. I think they had 10 for the night. But taking Quinn out was huge for me. It was absolutely huge for me when the Yankees finally took him out. I thought it was a little hasty. I mean, Chad Green, I said Quinn.
Yeah, you said Quinn. I was trying to think about that.
Taking Green out. But taking Chad Green out was huge right there, because then immediately after that, Ottavino brings in, it allows a big hit, and they tie it. So there you go. That Yankees could have been in trouble, right? Could have been in control right there. And then Carlos Correa's defensive play. It's not as loud. You know, the crowd didn't make as much noise. It wasn't a walk-off. But you never have that walk-off without what Correa did on the defensive side on the ball that bounced off of Altuve's glove. That was incredible.
And I also think leaving runners on second and third after Correa's RBI single or RBI double, mm-hmm. where Yordan probably should have scored.
Yeah.
I don't know if he just got a bad jump or what, but the ball bounces off the wall and then goes, and you see Correa yelling at Alvarez, you got to go. And the Astros, sure enough, they end up stranding those two guys. So mm-hmm. that would have been something that we would have looked back to as well. But the bottom line is this. The OG and myself, we feel like the Yankees are playing scared. The Astros got the Yankees where they won them best of five with Gerrit Cole on the mound in at least two of those five. And we also feel like that was the best win of the Bill O'Brien era. 713-572-4610. It is a reaction Monday. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Sam. Sam, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. All right, you know what? Yeah, fine. That's the best win of his era. However, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We know who Bill O'Brien is. We've seen this in the past. He's won big games before. Probably not as big as this, but he's done it before, and we've seen what he does. The dude has a big head, and he will mess this up somehow. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not having faith in this guy until he does the entire deal. Like, go as far as you can. I want to see what the actual result is. Don't give me this after one game. Like, okay.
Look, that's not unfair.
No, not at all. You're the one bringing up B.O.B. I think this is about Deshaun. I'll give Bill O'Brien the credit, but to me, this is more about Deshaun Watson than it is Bill O'Brien.
But, well, actually, they're hand in glove there, because
a quarterback's more important to this thing.
Well, I understand that, but Bill O'Brien has become a better play caller and is being a little more confident,
open-minded
with his play calling, because he's got that dude.
Okay, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
So I think they go hand in glove there. But look, make no mistake, if Deshaun Watson was here, Bill O'Brien probably wouldn't be here. at this point.
If he wasn't here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, it's fair to say that. All I'm saying is from what I saw yesterday, the latest evidence we have, I've never seen Bill O'Brien call a better game. All right? I and you and a lot of people in the city have been pretty darn tough on him. And
rightfully so.
He's
earned it.
And he's still surly, you know? He's still curt in these press conferences.
Fine.
That's cool. I don't care about that. I care about what's going on in the field. We can talk about it. We can talk about how he's dismissive of the media and fans and et cetera, et cetera. That's fine. But what
you're
I'm talking about
Kansas City, go ahead.
Is what we judge on the field. And what we're judging on the field is clearly because of Deshaun Watson's greatness, and this dude just gets better and better and better every week. Bill O'Brien's a better coach, and that's the best I've ever seen.
Right
and that
now.
Was the best win I've ever seen in his career as well.
Right now, Deshaun Watson's playing at MVP level. I'd say Russell Wilson might be a notch above right now if the voting took place today, but Deshaun Watson's playing at MVP level, and he took it home yesterday. Let's go to Frazier. Frazier, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. I got to start off by saying go Stros, man. They bring in the city a lot of excitement, but I called to talk about the Texans. Man, that was a big win. I give a lot of credit to our team. What's his name? Bill O'Brien finally showed that he got some werewolves, man, because I was getting worried for a little while there. So was my city. And Deshaun Watson, this man is a beast, man. Hats off to him. Let's get this MVP. But, fellas, as far as this being the greatest victory, I want you to look at it from a monetary standpoint. When we beat Oakland in the playoffs, keep in mind what the general always says, man, the playoffs is where you make your money at. The playoffs is where it's at. So let's get excited when the playoffs roll around and we win a game and take it on further in the playoffs.
No, that's fine, but I'll go
about,
back.
I don't care about the money. I care about the ceiling of the team.
Well,
the
I think he meant, you know, the money is not necessarily literally the money, but like that's where you earn your keep. But again, I'll say what I said about, you know, our you know, difference of opinion with Vandermeer. Put aside most important or most emotional. A playoff win is more important than an October win in Kansas City, but it's not the best win for Bill O'Brien that, you know, that really put the stake in the ground. That has people like me saying, I think these guys can, they got every just as much chance to win a Super Bowl as anybody else in the league.
There was no fool's gold yesterday.
Right. You know,
that playoff win was fool's gold. The Raiders were down to their third quarterback. Mm-hmm. You had Brock Osweiler. Your days were numbered. There was no hope. You did not feel like the Texans could beat any team on any given Sunday. That's what you feel after this win.
Yeah.
That's why this win is bigger. And there's a lot of people trying to minimize it. And I get it. Pat Mahomes is limping around on his ankle, and the Chiefs are injured, and they have a couple injuries. Okay, the Texans lost both of their starting cornerbacks. Jonathan Joseph didn't play. Bradley Roby left with a hamstring. So it's not like the Texans were at full strength either. And they went out there and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And if they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs, regardless of what Mahomes is or isn't doing, by the way, they had 200 yards in the first quarter. He got a little bit hobbled. But regardless of that, the Texans can do anything that they want there. Let's go to Marlon. Marlon, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like the Texans played a really good game, you know, yesterday. But I'm not 100% sure that playing the way they play that they will beat the Colts. Because I think that the Colts have a really good defense, and they're not going to give us as many opportunities to score as the Chiefs did with all those drops that Fuller had.
Now, that's true. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good at all. So the Colts, yeah, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to probably be a lot more physical. The Colts are probably going to try to run the rock a little bit more, and you're going to have to – it's going to be one of those lunch pail games, as they say. But
well,
that's all you can really do.
And let's not say that the Texans are the only ones that are capable that seem to have, you know, made themselves one of the legitimate contenders to challenge for a Super Bowl, because I think they have. But they're not alone. I mean, the Ravens are out there. You still play them. The Colts are out there. You play them twice, including this week in Indianapolis. So, no, he's not wrong. And you ran through the Chiefs' defense, which is awful against the run.
Yeah,
I mean, just awful.
By the way, can I just say this? Honey Badger, not good.
He's
not good. He's very average.
He's become all hype.
He's all hype, and the only time he wants to get aggressive is after the play when he squeezes you a little extra tighter after he tackles you or barks at the sidelines. That guy is extremely average. An impactful safety, a guy who's the highest paid safety in the league, Should have made a ton of plays yesterday. And, oh, by the way, he got burned on two touchdowns that got dropped. DeAndre Hopkins dropped a touchdown, mm-hmm. and Will Fuller dropped a touchdown on him. He got bailed out by a couple drops. Honey Badger, just not very good anymore, but he likes to wrestle after the play.
He made so two back-to-back plays, like 12 and 14 yards downfield, and then started posing.
Yeah.
After back-to-back first downs.
Yeah, you would have thought it was like a tackle for loss or an interception or something like that. There is no substance to the Honey Badger anymore. And I'm just glad I don't have to watch it anymore. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Reaction Monday, Sports Radio 610. All is good right now for the Texans and the Astros. We're going to look ahead to the Astros game tomorrow, and we're also going to ask the question that needs to be answered. Do the Texans need to be looking for a new kicker? That's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.